overeating, drinking to drunkenness, fighting with others, running away or avoiding others, depression, are some of the negative coping mechanisms many adults automatically resort to when things are not going their way. Coping strategies for stressful situations can make the difference between profitable outcomes or a deterioration of an already bad situation. The Christian income earner would be wise to become aware of their own go-to strategies because these are things we do subconsciously. Awareness is the first step to correcting anything that does not serve us or move us closer to our goal. You have tuned in to Debt Free Wealth Radio with Trudy Bierman. Thank you for taking me along with you on your mobile device, the web, or through our syndicated outlets. Here at Debt Free Wealth Radio, I teach biblical strategies on management, which is a word we say is stewardship, biblical strategies on stewardship of time, talent, treasure, and temple, which is our body, to Christian income earners. The focus here is actually on wealth expansion and profitable and abundant living in these key areas of the Christian experience, because prosperity is not entitled, but it absolutely is within reach. Profitable Christians can enjoy debt-free wealth and give generously to the things that move their hearts. Over here at Debt-Free Wealth Radio, we take an unapologetic Christian approach to our topics because I believe the Bible is a practical, relevant guide to success. My goal today is to deliver high value at high standards to my listening audience. So today's topic is negative coping strategies, five positive replacement options. Coping strategies for stressful situations can make the difference between profitable outcomes or a deterioration of a bad situation. The Christian income earner really would be wise to become aware of our own go-to strategies because these are things we're doing subconsciously, and awareness is the first step to take corrective action to anything that does not serve us or move us closer toward our goal. So two behavior psychologists, Folkman and Lazarus, had this to say in a 1980 study. Coping strategies refer to the specific efforts, both behavioral and psychological, that people employ to master, tolerate, reduce, or minimize stressful events. Two general coping strategies have been distinguished. Problem-solving strategies are efforts to do something active to alleviate stressful circumstances, whereas emotion-focused coping strategies involve efforts to regulate the emotional consequence of stressful or potentially stressful events. Research indicates that people use both types of strategies to combat most stressful events. That according to Folkman and Lazarus. So overeating, fighting, smoking, running away, depression are five band-aid strategies that many of us go to when things don't go our way. As humans, we come up with coping mechanisms to get through difficult times, but too many of us use these strategies that ultimately make our bad situation worse. If you're listening to this today, I encourage you to click the link that is shared in the description area, because what I have at the blog site are pictures of me, and you can see a great difference and disparity between 2006 and 2016 in how I look. Ladies and gentlemen, in 2006, I was 40 years old. I took pictures for my 40th birthday. And I had at the time, one of my businesses was I had a fitness studio, and I was an instructor that could teach others to become fitness instructors. So I have pictures of me in that stage at 40 years old, 2006. Fast forward later to 2016, Well, I show you some in-between pictures as well, because what happened is 2006 was when I first noticed the beginnings of the recession. Now, the recession, the height of the recession was 2008, 2009. But because we had a business and I could see the big drop in our income, it started in summer of 2006 is when I first noticed a huge difference between our income coming in. That was it rose to a peak in 2008, 2009. And right around that time is where I blew up, guys, because I discovered that my stress response was mindless and continuous eating. And I went from being a fitness instructor to, there's no other way that I can describe myself, but an overweight whale. Now, I didn't even realize, because when you start to do this, guys, you don't even realize you're doing it, and you look at yourself every single day in the mirror, you don't even realize as these pounds pack on. You know, you eat, 10 Twinkies today, you may not notice it. You eat 10 Twinkies every day for 5 years, yeah, you will notice it. But even so, it's harder for us to notice in ourselves. But I have the pictures as proof as what I blew up to. And that mindless and continuous eating was my coping strategy for all the other problems in my life that I'd convinced myself I could not fix. It just seemed like all the financial losses of that period, of the recessionary period, was balanced by the fat gains on my body. That was not at all an enhancement to my current situation, okay? I looked in the mirror, and I did not even recognize myself. You know, to spruce myself up, I faded my hair to a blonde, and I can tell you, being a blonde did not make me feel it. This blonde was not having any fun. During that time, many of you may have heard me refer to this if you followed my show, that I went to God for answers, and He showed up. And let me tell you, the Bible truly is a relevant and practical guide to success. The problem is, although I was reading it before, I wasn't truly applying anything. I was not a good steward of what God had put under my control. I deserved to lose what I lost, and I deserve to blow up like a big fat pig. I'm just saying that. That's my opinion, okay? God gave me a lot of ahas and insights during the days of what I call my dark, deep pit. And I share those with you in my book titled The Bible on Business, which is what came out of that period, which has helped me move forward in a huge way. And one of the promises that I took with me was Joel 2:25. It says, "And I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten." I will restore to you. It is written. It is written in the Word of God. And I stand on that. I will refuse to believe what I think. I refuse to believe what people say. I refuse to believe even the whisperings in my ear of doubt and negativity. I refuse to believe them. I stand on it is written. Joel 2:25 says, "And I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten." So 7 years later from 2009, people, okay, when the crest of the recession, our lifestyle today is as good or better than it was pre-recession on much less money. Why? Because I have changed. I have changed. I learned not to waste. I learned how to shop on priority. I learned how to create and use a working spending plan and so much more. Basically, what I'm telling you is I learned to become a better steward, a better manager of what God had put under my control. The little that I had left, I did better with it. And the Lord has indeed restored what the locusts took away. And the more, and I'm still a work in progress, okay? Because I am moving to increasing levels of mastery in stewardship. And this is what I bring and share with you week after week. Now, as my use of my time, of my treasure, and as my talent improved, I was also challenged. The Bible challenged me to improve my temple. My temple is my body. According to the Bible, it's the residence of the Holy Spirit in me. But guys, for all of us, it is the resident, our body is a resident tent of our life force. When this tent returns to the dust from which it came, we don't die. We continue into eternity, and hopefully for you, that eternity is with God. Now, as you look at the pictures that I share in the blog, and I truly hope you will click over to that blog if you're listening. The link, again, is in the description area of however you found this audio. I realized that I had failed at the most basic level. When it came to my temple, to my body, I was a bad housekeeper. My body, which houses my own personal life spirit in addition to the Holy Spirit, was in horrible condition. I took that time and I junked my body up, and it became a distraction to the other problems in my life. Guys, I did not know that that strategy would work, but it did. There are undeniable causes and effects, and eating myself into poorer health triggered some negative health issues. You know, it turns out that having health problems are a great distraction. It was a much easier problem to talk about. You know, oh, this is wrong, and oh, I am sick. It's much easier to talk about that than to share our real problems. And also, when we have health issues, it's something that others will forgive, empathize with, and give us permission to function at a lower level. It even gave me permission to function at a lower level. When a sick person lays in bed all day and does absolutely nothing, permissible. Permissible by others, permissible by themselves. I gave myself permission to check out. I gave myself permission to abandon all responsibility for my current condition and to fix it. That's what that did for me. The being overweight and triggering the negative health conditions. All that activity that led to me being overweight and remaining so, coupled with my poor health now that was ushering in because of my being overweight, were a fantastic distraction to the other real failings in my life, the problems that I felt hopeless to fix, and they simply just manifested themselves on the outside of my body as I gorged myself in comfort. But guess what happened? As I was challenged to be a better temple keeper, I took better care of my body, and it started to reward me. Now, I'm nowhere near where I used to be, but I'm a far cry from where I did become. And all of a sudden, I found I had more energy, more confidence, I felt more sexy, and this translated into clearer thinking, bigger vision, hope, joy, and a strong sense that my future is much, much brighter than even my current situation. So guess what? Those big problems I thought I had seemed to just suddenly shrink in the face of my big personality and even bigger personal power. I cannot help but endorse to you that value of temple care, taking care of you, pouring loving self-care into your body will impact your output, your performance, and yes, your profit. So guys, if you're ready to take action, I promise you that taking care of your body will pay you back 30, 60, maybe even 100 times in what you put in. I personally guarantee it. And if you're ready to take action, first of all, I want to give you 5 replacement strategies for the negative coping strategies that we shared earlier. If you like to fight, whether verbally or physically, consider hitting a punching bag. It lets you vent and put that energy into another place, and you will walk away tired and spent. If you overeat, consider drinking water or even going for a walk. Going for walks also a great option for fighting too, because it disconnects you from the heat of the moment and lets you burn that energy off. If you're a smoker, consider chewing breath enhancing gum. If you're the type of person that wants to run away and hide and avoid contact with people, well, you're still going to do that, but at least journal during that time. You will find that as you pour out your thoughts onto paper, or if you type it out on a computer, you will look at what you've written and you'll go, oh, that's not right. And a lot of the stuff we think in our heads are garbage, okay? And if you are one of those that gets depressed, I promise you, read the Bible. Get around positive people. That is going to be a huge enhancer for you. And if you are truly ready to take temple self-loving care, pouring loving self-care into your temple, connect with me. I have the zero excuse success formula, guys. The zero excuse success formula. Over here in his image.com, we have the zero excuse success formula. It includes structured goal design fitness program. It includes nutrition planning and resources, accountability and support and community, online resources you can access easily, workouts that you will do and enjoy. The library is extensive. There is something there you will do and enjoy. We have apps that track your activity and your results. You can't fake it. You either showed up or you didn't. It's tracked in the app. We have videos of these workouts streaming to your device. No excuse. You can take it with you to the gym. You can do it in the comfort of your home, in the privacy of your home. Now, fast foods are also another thing that, you know, our fast-paced lives, our busy lives force us sometimes to have to grab for those. We have meal replacement options for that that don't cost you any more than the fast food options and give you at least one nutrition-dense formula that you know you're getting the nutrition your body is craving. But let's not forget probably the most important component, and that is coaching. You will be coached either by me or someone on my team because, guys, you want someone who's been there, knows the struggle, and has had many success along the way with passing many mile markers that you also need to pass. We know the way. We've got the map. Okay? So join me. Trudy Behrman here. Thank you for joining me today. Today I'm coming to you from inhisimagefitness.com. And again, please check the blog link that I have there so you can see the pictures and all clickable links to the resources that I've shared with you today. Thank you for joining me. I'm super simple to find, and I do look forward to connecting with you.